just off Interstate 45 before you reach the causeway to Galveston Island, there's a 12-acre field surrounded by a chain-link fence topped with barbed wire. You have to look closely, but between the fence and the road, there's one of those stone markers like you might find outside a historic home or battlefield. But this marker identifies this land as a federal Superfund site. In 1982, the Environmental Protection Agency ranked it as the most hazardous chemical waste site in the state of Texas. This is an old Superfund site, but it's really alive. I'm walking along here outside the site boundaries, and one of these monitoring wells has a pump on it that just kicked on. There are dozens of the wells on and around the site. Some allow the EPA to track an underground plume of pollution to see if it's moving. Others are pumping out polluted groundwater and sending it to a treatment plant on the site. It's a process that could go on for years. How to get this way? Back in the 1960s, private companies had state permits to dump millions of gallons of toxic petrochemical waste into pits. The pits were simply dug out of the earth and not lined with anything. It stunk so bad that the nearby city of Lamarck got it shut down in 1968.
Yes, I remember that now in high school. That was a lot of the talk. Well, it's because of that Superfund. Well, I don't know we used the word Superfund, but we knew it was a toxic site.
Just across the freeway from the site are housing developments where some 3,000 people live, including one resident named Terry.
Now, you've come here as an adult, and you've bought a house here, I guess?
Yeah, but to me, I'm not thinking about it being close by. I just didn't really snap at the time.
It's across the highway.
Yes.
Kind of out of sight, out of mind, I suppose?
Mm-hmm.
The EPA would not make anyone available for us to interview, but in one old government report we reviewed, it said an EPA investigation in 1984 found minute amounts of contamination in what was called a potential drinking water aquifer directly below the site. In a new report published just this March, the EPA said underground contamination has now migrated 300 feet off the property. But the report said the nearest drinking water well is 2,200 feet from the site. The new report says the EPA considers the migration of the pollution and the potential for human exposure to be, quote, under control, but needing increased monitoring. Officially, the site is called the Motco Superfund site, named after a Minnesota company that once owned it. It's just one of some 155 such sites across Texas, now managed by both federal and state agencies. Many are like Motco, dump sites once run by small companies decades ago, companies that often went bankrupt, leaving it to the government to clean up the sites and try to collect money from those responsible. Tracy Hester is a law professor at the University of Houston and has represented companies involved in the Motco site.
Some of these sites were clearly being operated irresponsibly. Some of them actually have led to subsequent criminal enforcement activity. But many others were operating legally and using standards that at the time may not have been preferred, but would have nonetheless been legal.
Congress created the Superfund program in 1980. Many of the sites have been substantially cleaned up. But as with the Motco site, some remain a potential threat to the people who live near them. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.